Hey, beautiful souls, and welcome to the third episode of Vitality Podcast. I'm your host, Ciandra Somerville, and today's episode is entitled, Can You Stand the Rain? Okay. Biblically, this came to my mind in the book of Job, but this has always been something that I feel I have wrestled with in my mind. As far as why we have to suffer. And I think I've kind of come to a conclusion on why, but I don't really, you know, want to get into my personal thought of that. I want to make sure that I stick to what this is entitled, and that is, can you stand the rain? Can you endure? And can you trust the process? And so for me, I feel like ever since I was younger, I had always felt like, or not younger, I would say more of my like young adulthood, I would always wonder like, why are these things happening, you know? And I think we all have those moments. But what stood out to me when I was reading the book of Job was that even though he went through all of those things, he was still not going to curse God. And God knew that he was a faithful servant of his. You know, he even stated it. When you read Job, he states it. He says that Job is probably, you know, one of his most faithful servants. And he was so confident in him that he allowed those things to happen. And I feel that for someone who is struggling in whatever goal you have, for someone who is struggling into understanding the process and the journey, for one, you have to have faith. You have to have a consistency. You have to keep going. And it can be hard. It can be times where you feel like, why am I doing this? Like, am I ever going to see results in this? And that's why I feel like the book of Job really, really caught my eye. Because even though he had all of those things taken, he still never cursed God. Now, there were times when I was reading where I was just like, okay, this is a bit much, even for myself, you know. But of course, you know, Job was a whole different type of, you know, he was a whole different type of person than what the type of people that we're living, the type of lifestyle that we're living today. He was a whole different type of man. So he was the definition of a man of God, pretty much. And so for him to endure all those things and for him to still know that what God has done for him, he's grateful. And even though his circumstances were not ideal, I mean, he had it all. He had everything that he could have ever wanted, and he didn't really need anything else. You know, he was living a very stable life. The Bible says that he was one of the most wealthiest men in the land. I think it does state of his wealth in the beginning. And depending on which version of the Bible you're reading, because there's so many different versions, it says that he's one of the richest men in the land. Okay. So during this time, you know, having land, having a big family, having lots of cattle, you know, servants, that was what was considered wealth. You know, you didn't have to you weren't driving around in a Rolls Royce and doing all these other things that we're doing in this time. So during that time, what he had was considered very wealthy back then. And he was considered the richest man in the land. And God did all of those things for him because he was faithful to him. Now, when bad things happen, that happened to Job, for some people, it can make you question. It can make you question, like, God, are you doing this to test me, or is this the devil? Because a lot of times when bad things happen to us, we always feel like it's the devil. Like, oh, the devil's doing this. Sometimes it's really just our bad decisions, because God gives us a choice. And that's the beauty about God. He gives you a choice to make decisions. And though Job could have pretty much done anything that he wanted in his life, because he had it all, he chose to still serve God. And there can be times where you second guess. There can be times where you feel like, am I doing everything right? What else do I need to do? God, are you hearing me? You know, and I would say for anybody who is in that space, I would say for me, always ask God for guidance. Always understand that even if you have everything that you want, if you didn't have it, would you still love God? Would you still serve God? Because all of these things that we have, when we are gone and when we pass, we're not taking that to heaven with us or, you know, the other place. We're not taking it to the afterlife. So we have to realize where the riches really lie. And it's not in the material things. It's not. There are some people that are so rich and they're depressed. And then there are people who don't have anything or don't have much, and they're some of the happiest people. So really, what is happiness? What is, you know, your life goal? Does it involve materialistics, or does it involve a state of mind? Because a lot of times we get so caught up in the material things that we feel like, okay, God loves me. I do everything right. So God should reward me with this and this and this. You're not doing those things so that you can be rewarded. You're doing those things because you actually love God. That's part of why. Well, I'm not going to say that's part. Sorry. That is why we are obedient to God, not because we feel like we're going to get an award, but because we feel like it is deserving. God deserves your prayers. God deserves for you to credit him on what is happening in your life. God deserves for you to meditate on him every day. That is what God deserves. And I think a lot of times we get so caught up in wanting to impress that outer world that we can't sit there and be in the rain. We can't sit there. And I think that those are the best teaching moments, when you are standing in the rain and all you can do is talk to God. All you can do is be with yourself. All you can do is, you know, go into hermit mode, because you're not thinking about the materialistics or showing people, showing people in your image that you're happy. Because a lot of people can show you outerly that they're happy, but they're probably, you know, in the inside, they're not. So standing in the rain and being able to endure bad things, are you capable of doing that? Are you always going to just say, oh, that's the devil? Sometimes things are just a lesson. Sometimes you just make bad decisions. It has nothing to do with God. If you're making a bad decision, what do you think is going to happen? If God wants you to do one thing and you're constantly doing something else, what do you think is going to happen? So I think all of these things are, I think understanding for one that you have a choice, and that is the beauty of God. He gives you a choice to follow him or to not. And I think a lot of people feel like they are being blessed because they have a lot, but that's not necessarily what you consider to be blessed. And I think us as people that, since we're such in the world nowadays, I feel like we equate wealth and we equate happiness to materialistic things. And it's not. It's not. That's not happiness. And even when good things are happening and we're not following God, like a lot of people are like, okay, I'm following God and I'm not getting these things. And this person's not ever following God. They're not ever doing anything that embodies Christianity or embodies being a woman or a man of God. Y'all got to understand, you can get gifts from God and the devil. But the difference between the two is, there is a sacrifice that you have to give up with the devil that you don't have to give up with God. You don't have to be tricked into thinking that all of these things can be yours if you just come over here on my team. You don't have to be tricked into believing that. You can have your heart's desire with God, but wanting to have a life of what you think is happiness isn't going to fulfill you in the end if you truly do love God. Because if you have a real relationship with God, there, you look at life so differently. You look at life so differently. And people will make you feel like it's not cool. like it's become this trend where it's not cool to believe in God. Like, you know how, you know how, like, you can talk about stuff all day, but as soon as somebody starts talking about God, for some reason, it's like people just get so uncomfortable. But I feel like that's part of, you know, being set apart. Setting yourself apart. That's how sometimes you can know when you are truly changing. When you start to talk different, act different, you know, you're not comfortable around the same people anymore, you know. That's how you know that God is truly working in your life. When your circle begins to change, what you do begins to change, how you talk begins to change. That's how you know. Because I've known so many people that have been quote unquote blessed, but those were not blessings from God. And they thought it was because it was what they wanted. But sometimes not everything that you want is what God wants you to have. And I'd rather have what God wants me to have than have what I want, because I know my flesh, and I know my flesh will want things that's not necessarily good for me. You got to be honest with yourself. A lot of times your flesh wants stuff that is not good for you. And then later on, you're crying and whining about why you made that decision. So please, please, please understand that. You might go through something for a whole year. You might go through something for a few weeks. You don't know how long it's going to last. But know that even through all of those things that you're going through, God is not only there, but what you're going through is a journey that allows you to see how faithful you are and how willing you are to not only God, but to get the things that you desire in life. Do you really think that people are going to be rich overnight? Do you really think that someone got a good paying job overnight, do you really think that you can become a doctor overnight? These things don't happen with the snap of your finger. These things don't happen with a snap of your finger. People dedicate years to their careers. And when they finally get to that goal, or when they finally get to, you know, that destination, it's like, oh, it's like this weight is lifted off of their shoulders. But you're still working. Even when you get what you want, you're still working. Even when you get what you want, you're still working. And that's another thing a lot of people don't want to understand. They want all of these things, but they don't even want to work to get it. And they don't even realize when they get it, they still have to work to maintain it. You still have to work to maintain it. So for me, when Can You Stand in the Rain came to me, I thought of so many times where I second-guessed God. I thought of so many times where, ooh, I should have just listened. I should have not thought impulsively. I should have allowed God to take the lead on this one and not always try to do things with my own fleshly thoughts. Because, Chaz, ooh, Lord, when you let your flesh think, ooh, I've made so many choices based off of fleshly desires, okay? And let me tell you, it didn't end the way that I thought it was going to end, okay? So we have to make sure that we're not impulsively thinking, and we're not thinking of like get rich quick schemes, okay? Anything worth having, you're gonna have to work for. Okay? Anything worth having, you're gonna have to work for. I haven't gotten anything quickly and actually it been beneficial to me. Nothing. So standing in the rain, standing in the storm, standing in, can you do both? Are you able to say, God has blessed me with all these things, but if he took it tomorrow, are you still able to say, God is good? God has been good to me. And not even if he takes it away, if you don't make the proper decisions and if you don't know how to maintain what God has given you, are you still able to say God is good when you mess up? Because a lot of people don't want to admit that. They don't want to admit that the reason that they're standing in the rain isn't even because of God. It's because of them. It's because of them. It's because of them. There were a lot of times where I was standing in the rain and I was like, God, why did you do this to me? But in the whole time, it was really me. It was me. It was me. And I didn't want to admit it. I wanted something to blame. I wanted someone to blame. I didn't want to take accountability for my mistake. And for me, sometimes standing in the rain is just a lesson. It's a lesson learned. It's a lesson learned. That's how you grow wisdom too as well. So don't think just because you're in the rain or you're in a bad position, oh, I'm not doing something right. God isn't pleased with me. That's not always the case. Sometimes, you know, things just don't work out the way that you plan it for it to work out. And you got to go back to the drawing board. So, For me, I pray for consistency, and I pray for consistency, and I pray for a focus. Because for me, sometimes it's hard for me to just focus on one thing. My mind will go kind of crazy sometimes. So for me, it's hard to just focus on one thing. So I pray a lot for focus. I pray a lot for patience, because I'm one of those people where I want things to just happen right then and there. I'm very impatient, and I'm working on that. I'm working on that. But I've found that patience, consistency, and focusing, it's a steady uphill, but it's worth it once you actually get up there. You know, it's worth it once you actually get up there. And I'm learning that things happen with time. Don't rush the process. Don't rush the process, because a lot of times while you're sitting in that rain, you're learning a lot. God is preparing you for what you're going to have in the end. Or even if you're in the rain because you made a dumb decision, you know, on the other side. you made a dumb decision, you know, with someone else that you shouldn't have made, and that's why you're in the rain. But even then, that's a lesson learned. Even then, that is a lesson learned. You can learn so much. There were so many times where I learned my lesson because I did not listen to God. It wasn't because, you know, I felt like I was being tested. It wasn't because I felt like, you know, I was Job and I was so faithful to God and God was testing me. It wasn't that. It wasn't that. And even in the Bible, it wasn't that God was testing Job. For me, I didn't perceive that. For me, it was God putting his best man up. I didn't even feel like it was testing. Not to me. I didn't feel like it was testing. I felt like, you know, the devil was like, hey, I know that people are serving you because of what you're doing for them. But will they serve you when you're not doing anything for them? And God was like, you're wrong. I know that I have faithful servants. And I got one right here. It's just like when you're playing a game. You know, put your best five up. So God was like, okay, I got somebody. So I don't even feel like it was God was testing him. I felt like it was more so, I know that he truly loves God, and I know that he's truly understanding of this process, even though he doesn't even know. Job didn't even know that he was being tested, or I'm not even going to say tested anymore. Job didn't even know that he was being talked about in heaven. He didn't even know. He didn't even know that he was being talked about. I feel like for me, it seemed like Job was going through a lot, but for me, I feel like Job was one of God's in that book right there. I felt like Job was just a star player trying to maintain the, not the win, but maintain the number one spot. Maintain that number one spot. You know how you got like the best player on the team and it's like, you know, you're going to put all your eggs in one basket for this person. That's how I feel like Job was. God had so much faith in him. He knew that he was going to be able to withstand the rain. And you want God to feel like that about you. I want God to feel like that about me. I want God to be like, even if I take things from you, I want you to still be able to be a testimony for what God has done for you. Because I always look at the things that have happened to me as a testimony. I never look at it and be like, oh, woe me. You know, I never look at it like that. I never look at it like that. I always look at it as just a testimony, something that I could tell somebody else that could help them. That's how I look at it. Something I can tell somebody else that can help them. I've never looked at anything that I've been through and been like, oh, I'm such a victim. I've never done that. Because I know, for me, I've always been able to take accountability when I do stuff that I have done in my life that led to why I was in the situation I was in, you know? So, in my adulthood, I don't know what I can say for my childhood, because, I mean, I was a child, I was learning. So, I think we've all, as a child, not been accountable. But I feel like in my adulthood, I've always been able to see the wrong in what I'm doing and been like, oof, I need to get my head back on straight. So, I just want you all to just think about that throughout this week. Think about, are you able to stand in the rain? If God puts you up on the mountain, are you going to be able to still give him praise? If God puts you in the valley, are you still going to be able to give him praise? Are you, not even just in a biblical standpoint, in just general life, even if you don't believe in God, even if you don't have any belief, are you going to be able to withstand when things are not going your way? Are you going to be able to say, this is just an obstacle that I'm going to have to get past? It's okay. It's fine. Are you going to be able to do that? And I'm learning in this stage of my life that being optimistic is, whew, being optimistic can be hard, but being optimistic saves you so much stress. You're not as stressed. Like, you're not as stressed when you're optimistic. When you think that way, and when you think in a positive way, and you consistently think in a positive way all the time, and you're like, okay, it's fine. It's fine. God will take care of it. It's fine. Or you could just say, you know, it's fine. It'll all work itself out, you know? When you're able to think that way, your day, you are just less stressed. You're less stressed. I've become less stressed. I remember when there was a time where I looked stressed. Like, you can look in somebody's, you ever look at somebody's face and be like, ooh, they had a rough life. I'm not even trying to be funny, y'all. But seriously, have you ever looked at somebody and been like, they look stressed? I was like that for a period of time. I was like that for a short period of time. Actually, I was like that probably. It was like intervals, you know, of when I was like that. Probably like 23, 24, I had that period. And then I think it was probably like 26 or 27 that I had that period as well. So I've had moments where I'm like, oh my gosh, I just don't want to get up. I just don't want to do this. I'm over it. Like, I looked stressed, but I realized when you allow yourself to just keep stressing about the same stuff that you know, like stuff that you know either will work itself out or there's nothing you can do about it at that moment, stop stressing about it. Put it in God's hand, or find a way to work around your problem. Or maybe you need to work through your problem. But being less stressed will definitely, finding ways to not stress about the fact that you're in the rain will help you withstand that you're actually in the rain, you know? If that makes sense. It's like, you know how you're running, like, for example, like when I'm actually running outside, I'm like, oh my gosh, I got so far to go. Because I'm thinking about the, I'm seeing the destination. So I'm like, oh my goodness, oh, I got all this, you know, all these steps left until I can actually get to the end. But when I'm at the gym on the treadmill and I'm listening to my music, or I'm looking at the TV or something, I'm watching a show or something in front of me, I don't even realize how long I've been running. I don't even realize it. You don't even realize that you're running that far when you're actually like on the treadmill, or you're listening to music, or you're like watching something. You don't even realize how long you've been on the treadmill. So put yourself in a focus of what the destination is, or put yourself in a space of it's not gonna last long. It's not gonna last long. You're not gonna be in the rain that long. Okay? You will be okay. If Jesus can be on the cross and have what happened to him happen to him, and he still wanted to be on that cross. And I'm gonna do an episode on this too, because when we talk about the crucifixion of Jesus, it sounds so like surface level, like, you know, all the stories are kind of the same. We've been hearing the same story. But when you actually get into detail of the crucifixion of God, and you really talk about how that happened, it's not as surface level as it sounds. He was in the rain. He was in a hurricane. Jesus was in a hurricane in that moment. That was like a hurricane, an earthquake, a volcano eruption, all of that at one time. Okay. Nobody wants to go through that. Okay. So if he can go through that, you for sure can go through that little small season you going through. Okay, I always look at it like, child, I'm not dead, I'm okay. I look at it like, I'm not dead, I'm okay. I can move my body, I can move my hands, I can see, I can hear, I can taste, I can walk. As long as I can do all my five senses, I'm okay. I'm okay, it's all right. As long as God woke me up today for tomorrow, I'm fine. So think about that. I'm going to wrap this up, but think about that throughout this week. Can you stand the rain? Are you able to say, even if nothing is going good today, am I able to still say God is good? It doesn't always have to be positive in your life for you to give God the glory. So as always, I want you all to think about this as you go throughout your week. Constantly tell yourself, can I stand the rain? Constantly tell yourself, God is good. Constantly tell yourself, this won't last that long. This will pass. Constantly tell yourself that. Stay optimistic. Tell yourself that all the time. This will pass. It's okay. God's good. And watch how you start to look at scenarios differently. You start to look at life differently. Change how you're thinking. Stop thinking so pessimistic. Maybe that's why bad things are happening, because you're always thinking negative. So y'all remember that as you go about your day. As always, peace and love.